This Thanksgiving, my girlfriend Jill and I had dinner with her dad. We'd only been dating for a couple of weeks, but I thought it can't be that bad. So I met her father and I said, "Hello, sir, I've heard so much about you." Jill said, "I'm gonna go cook, you boys play nice, we'll be eating around too." So I tried my best to impress her dad, but he wasn't even smiling. When it comes to small talk with his daughter's boyfriend, he sucks like the Detroit Lions. Then he came real close and said, "Jill's my only girl, I'm sure you understand that if you ever hurt her, you're gonna end up like the Native Americans." Well, he was dead serious and I was scared, so I tried to respond with a joke. I said, "I've always wanted to own a casino in New Mexico." Then we sat down, I threw a roll in my mouth and asked her dad to pass the dressing. He shot me a look that was as cold as ice, said,
"Son, how about after the blessing?"
Would have taken a while for me to swallow the roll and I didn't want to delay. So I spit the masticated bread out on the plate and I smiled and said, "Let's pray." I thought I'd come over and impress her father, but it definitely didn't work. My only chance of redemption would be through my special surprise dessert. I brought my grandma's famous pecan pie, 'cause it's the best and Jill deserves it. So I told her to close her eyes and open her mouth, and that's when I found out she's allergic. Even in this moment of life and death crisis, my girlfriend was looking hot. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I'm kind of attracted to anaphylactic shock. Even though I saved Jill's life by administering an EpiPen with precision, I decided to leave because the dinner had gone even worse than LeBron's decision. So this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for the fact that Jill is still alive, and that I had an excuse to leave early enough to be the first in line at Best Buy.